the fact that on a yearly basis, we have about 10,000 Nigerians being killed, it's a wake-up call to our security agencies. And for me, if Trump had come out to say, stop the killings, and wasn't selective in choosing just one seat, I think more Nigerians would have supported what he said. But the fact that he just narrowed it down to one seat and made it look like it was the other seat that was killing Christians, that has generated the kind of reaction that you're
seeing. Well, I mean, thank you for this, because I think what you've done is quite comprehensive. But let's turn to the diplomatic balancing act.
One of the most interesting developments of this part between the US and Nigeria is the position that the EU took. The EU was emphatic in maintaining its support for Nigeria's sovereignty and the fact that that should not be abused, which is a departure from previous times. And I guess it's a reflection of what is happening, you know, in NATO, with Ukraine.